请看尼希米记。
Please look at Nehemiah.
接下来我们要看第三章。
Now we're going to study chapter 3.
尼希米回到耶路撒冷来，一切的工作已经准备好。
And so that by the time Nehemiah returned, all the preparation work had been completed.
现在第三章就动工开始修建。
And so by chapter 3, they already started the rebuilding of the city wall.
那这一章就记载他们怎么样动工来修建。
And this chapter describes how they started the work of the rebuilding.
这个是虽然是已经过去的历史。
Even though this is a part in history.
但记载在圣经里头来教训我们现在的。
But it has been written in the Bible so that to give us lesson for today.
历史是过去的，教训是现在的。
Even though history is in the past, but the teachings it contains is alive today.
那这一章啊是很重要的一章。
And this chapter is a particularly important chapter.
从这一章里头，我们看到今天呢，我们要怎么样建立团契。
From this chapter, we can learn how we can build up our fellowship groups in our church.
就圣殿跟圣城的关系。
And also, we can study the relationship between the temple and the city of the holy city.
我们知道圣殿是在圣城里面。
We know that the holy temple resides within the holy city.
今天在属灵的真教会。
Now today we live in a spiritual true church.
圣殿是什么？
What is this? What is our temple? Our holy temple.
圣城是什么？
What is our holy city?
教会是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
教会也是天上的耶路撒冷。
The church is also the heavenly Jerusalem.
那这个关系是什么？
And what's the relationship
我们从这个从建圣殿跟圣城啊，可以来了解。
And we can understand the relationship from studying the rebuilding of the holy temple and the holy city.
我们知道了，在旧约的时候，圣殿是他们侍奉的中心。
In the Old Testament time, the temple was where they served God.
但是圣城是关乎他们的生活。
But the holy city was where they lived.
尼希米知道圣城被毁，城门被火焚烧，他就很悲哀。
After finding out that the holy city was in ruin and the city gates were set on fire, Nehemiah became very sorrowful.
所以他就求神啊，让他回来重建。
And so he asked God to return to the holy city to rebuild it.
所以他回来之后啊，他要开始重建。
And so after he returned to Jerusalem, he started the rebuilding process.
那他怎么样来开工？
And so now let's study how he began the work.
第三章啊，我们看第三章。
So let's read chapter 3.
这里说那个时候啊，大祭司以利亚斯和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门闪。
It says in verse 1, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priest, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors.
又筑城墙到哈米亚楼，直到哈兰月楼，分别为圣。
And they built as far as the Tower of the Hundred and consecrated it, and then as far as the Tower of Hananel.
其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是因利的儿子撒可建造。
And next to them, the men of Jericho built, and next to them, the son of Sakur, a son of Imri, Sakur built.
这个是一段，第一段。
And so this is the first section.
在下一段是第三节，说哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门，架横梁，安门闪和栓首。
And the next section in verse 3 says the sons of Hasina built the fish gate and laid the beams and hung its doors.
啊，那其次呢是哈格斯的孙子乌利亚的儿子米利莫修建。
And next to them, Merimoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Cuz.
哦，我们这样看下去就知道说他们是分段。
So from reading this, we know that the way they built the city wall was that they divided the wall into sections.
啊，然后呢，啊，由分段来负责。
And each person is responsible for one section.
那首先我们了解这个城墙啊什么功用。
And now we're going to study the function of the city wall.
这个城墙啊，第一个是分别为圣。
So the city wall was built in order so that they could separate themselves as holy.
哦，所以耶路撒冷城跟一般的城不一样。
The city of Jerusalem was different from any ordinary city.
它是圣城，神的城。
It was a holy city. It was the city of God.
圣殿的所在。
And it was where the holy temple dwelt.
所以这个城墙是为了分别为圣。
And so the city wall was built in order to separate the city as holy.
今天呢，我们要把城墙建立起来。
So today we need to also build up this holy, holy city wall.
保罗说，信的跟不信的有什么相干
？Paul said, "What does the unbeliever have to do with the?" What does the believer have to do with the unbeliever?
神的殿跟偶像的庙有什么相同？
What does the holy city have to do? What does the holy temple have to do with the temple of the idols?
所以我们要跟不信的啊分别为圣。
And so we should separate ourselves as holy from the other people.
如果城墙没有建立啊，就没有办法分别为圣。
If we cannot build up the city wall, then we cannot separate ourselves as holy.
好，那这个分别为圣之是什么？
What does it mean to be separated as holy?
不是说我们的道理比你真，不是这样。
It doesn't mean that we go out and tell others that our gospel is more true, more true than yours.
圣殿就真理是啊，圣殿是盖在这个真理的根基上。
But rather, the holy temple itself is built upon the foundation of truth.
我们信仰的根基就是真理，没有错。
And it is true that the foundation of our faith is the truth.
但是我们的城墙在哪里？
But where is our city wall?
就是我们的生活。
That is the way we live our lives.
这个才是重要的。
And that is what is important.
啊，生活是不是分别为圣？
Whether we live our lives as holy.
哦，别人看不到圣殿。他会看到城墙。
Even though most people cannot see the holy temple, but they will see the holy city that.
主耶稣说啊，这个城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
The Lord Jesus said that a city built upon the mountain cannot be hidden.
我们就是造在山上的城。
And we are like a city that has been built upon
the
mountain.
那你看到这个城是看到什么
？And when you see this city, what do you see?
如果没有城墙，哪里有城？
If you do not have a city wall, can you call yourself a city?
所以这个城墙一盖起来，哇，那里一座城。
So after you have built the city wall, then when others look upon that,
look to
the mountain, they'll see.
不信的外人看我们，就看我们的城墙。
So today, when unbelievers look at us, they will see our city walls.
那就是我们的生活表现。
And our city walls are the way we act in our lives.
耶路撒冷教会啊，建立起来。
After the church in Jerusalem was built,
得到众民的喜爱。
After they were pleasing to the multitudes.
那是看到什么？
What did the multitudes say?
看到他们团契的生活。
They saw how they lived together in harmony.
众民的喜爱。
And so, the multitudes loved the congregation.
神将得救人天天加给他们。
And so God granted them more believers daily.
所以今天我们重视这个城墙。
And so today we're building the city wall.
我们当然一直强调我们是唯一得救的真教会，这个当然是好。
Of course, we stress the fact that we have the truth as the foundation of the church.
但是如果忽略了这个城墙
，But if we forget to build up the city wall,
那是悲哀的事情。
It is a truly sad thing.
会让尼希米哭啊，哭不停的。
Because it is something that made Nehemiah cry as well.
我去访问教会的时候
when I went out to visit churches,
有时候啊，很多人哦，看到会堂这么宏伟，高兴得不得了。
I often met people who were very joyful about their church buildings.
但是我并不会有这种感觉。
But I do not have this type of feeling when I see a church building.
我是关心他们的城墙有没有建立起来。
I actually pay attention to the city to see if they have built their city wall.
我看到信徒根本就遭大难，被魔鬼欺负。
Sometimes I even see that some of our believers are attacked by Satan.
被外人瞧不起。
And they're looked down upon by outsiders.
会高兴吗？
What is there to be joyful about or happy about?
我到那个原住民的教会去访问。
I was visiting one of the churches in the mountain regions of Taiwan.
这种感受就很深。
And I had a very deep experience.
会堂当然是很漂亮。
I felt that the church building itself was very magnificent.
但是信徒的信仰堕落。
But the faith of the believers were going downhill.
不是我们的道理变了，没有道理没有变。
It's not that the truth had changed.
是生活变。
It's that the way they lived their lives had changed.
以前我们进到山里去的时候啊，和我们真的是教会的啊，来要访问我们的信徒。
Because before, when we visited those churches as True Jesus Church preachers,
那个关口的警察就说：“哇，真的是教会。”好。
The police guarding the village will say, "The True Church is actually a truly a wonderful church."
为什么好
？Why？
信真的是教会之后，所有的坏习惯都戒掉，而且呢，坏事都不做。
Because after the villagers believed in the gospel, they quit all their bad habits and the crime rate went down to them.
因为他们不是天主教就是一般的基督教。
Before that, they were either Catholics or regular Protestants.
我们是比较晚进去的。
And our church entered the village later.
他们的生活就是原住民的生活，完全没有改变。
Before our church entered the village, the way they lived their lives had been the same as the way they had not been transformed.
对，当我们真教会进去的时候，他们信我们真教会。
But after our true church had been preached to them, they completely changed their behaviors.
城墙就盖起来。
And they built up their city walls.
马上分别为圣。
And immediately they separated themselves as holy.
不一样。
And so everyone could see the difference.
原来的他们这个那些坏习惯全部都戒掉。
And they were able to quit all of their bad habits.
开始过团契的生活，他们的团契生活是很好的。
And they began to live
像一家人一样。
A life of fellowship and communion, and everyone lived as one family.
所以马上就看见了。
And so very immediately we saw the change.
当时的教会很荣耀。
And the church at that time was very glorious.
但是他们的会堂是茅屋的。
But at that time, their church building was also a hut.
但是神的荣光呢很大。
But the glory of God was very magnificent.
Magnificent. 后来，神祝福了。
And later on, God blessed them.
他们盖会堂。
They began to build a church building.
那盖会堂他们盖，哇，又漂亮又好。
And they built very nice chapels.
那会堂盖好了之后。
After they built their church building.
他们有的要去赚钱还债。
Some of the believers went outside the village to the cities to earn money in order to pay back the debt.
没有像以前那样，在茅屋里面聚会祷告，那么热心。
They no longer were as fervent as the time when they worshipped God in the hut.
有的要到盆地去赚钱。
And many of them left the mountain region and went to the plains to work.
他们的生活改变。
And they changed their lifestyle.
他们没有办法守住了。
They were no longer able to keep to the original faith.
开始有跌倒了。
And they began to fall.
还有又染上坏习惯了。
And some of the old habits came back.
哇，很可怕。
And it was truly
terrible. 城墙又垮了。
And so their city wall fell again.
所以这个城墙很重要。
So the city wall is very important.
分别为圣。
Because it is there to separate us as holy.
它是保护。
And it also has the function of protecting.
这个团契建立起来，它是一个保护。
After we have built up our fellowship, it has a function of protecting us from harm.
有团契就有照顾，能够把 信徒照顾得很好。
Once we have a fellowship, then we can be sure to take care of all the members.
如果没有团契，就没有办法照顾。
If we do not have a good fellowship, we cannot take care of our members.
所以你看，城墙被毁掉了，敌人要进来就进来，随时很容易就进来。
We can see that a city wall that is ruined will allow enemies to enter in or go out whenever he or she they wish. And so the city dwellers would not have a peaceful heart. And so the city wall is there to protect the citizens.
城里头有平安，大家生活的很安定。
So that the people inside can live a life of peace.
所以教会的团结如果建立起来，每个信徒都会得到很好的照顾。
So if the fellowship can be built up, every member will enjoy great care.
痛苦大家承担，快乐大家来分享。
So everyone can share their sorrows and their joys.
不会忽略到任何一个。
And no one will be neglected.
如果没有团契，
if we do not have a good fellowship,
那就没有办法照顾了。
We cannot take care of our members.
所以这个城墙是一个保护。
So the function of the city wall is to protect the city.
还有啊，这里说安门闩呐、啊，还要门栓手门栓。
It also mentions that there are gates here, and on the gates there are bolts and bars.
这个也很重要的一个保守。
It means that these are things that protect the doors.
对自己也是一个保守。
It means to protect ourselves.
我们要守住所信的道。
We need to protect the gospel that we have received.
门闩很重要，门一定要栓锁。
So we must shut the doors with the bolts and bars.
所以要谨守自己，谨守。
And need to keep the faith.
要能够自己谨守，这个门一定要做。
In order to keep the faith, we must close the door, shut the door, and put on the bolts.
这个城墙联络起来的时候，我们每个人都是一个门，一个门。
After the city wall has been connected, every person is like a door.
那每个门都有栓有锁
，and every door has a lock on it。
这样就很安全了、啊。
And when every door is locked, then we're safe。
所以说，圣经告诉我们说，总要警醒、谨守。
And therefore, the Bible tells us we need to be watchful。
为什么？因为我们的仇敌魔鬼遍地游行啊。
Because the enemy Satan is like a roaring lion。
所以这个城墙一定要建立起来。
And so we must build up the city wall.
那这个墙就是他们怎么建造。
And let us now study how they build up the city
wall. 我们第一个看到就是他们分段来建造。
So first they divided the walls into sections.
那尼希米要做这个工作啊，我靠，很不容易的。
It was actually a tremendous task for Nehemiah.
他要看这个城墙啊破坏的情况，他有多少工作量。
First he had to survey the city walls to see.How much work had to be done?
所以他查看，他就要查看这些城墙的破坏的情况。
So he needed to go out and inspect the city walls.
他要计算出这个工作量有多少。
And so he needed to calculate how much work needed to be done.
然后他要清查所有的工人，所有的人。
And he needed to know exactly how many workers he had.
那他是以家族为单位，一家一家这样算。
And so he divided the workers into units of families.
这家人多少人，有多少能力。
So he knew how many members were in each family and how much they could do.
可以负担哪一段这样。
And he understood how large of a section of a city wall that family could afford to do.
才做好安排。
And then after that, he assigned the city
walls. 所以我看他这样的安排哦，真的是很不容易。
So after I read this section, I felt that it was truly.A tremendous task for him.
所以我就从这里学到一点。
So from this, I learned something.
我要把教会的工作来分配给弟兄姐妹。
I need to divide up the work at church well.
第一个，我要知道教会哪些工作要做。
And first, I need to know how much, what types of church work needs to be done.
我会把它列下来，一项一项列下来。
And I would write them down one by one.
把它分类。
And I would divide the work into different groups or sections.
分好了之后。我发给弟兄姐妹。
After I have itemized these tasks, then I would distribute it out to the brothers
and sisters. 按照个人不同的恩赐。
And according to everyone's gifts.
哪一项工作是你可以做的？
I would ask them to fill those out.
哪一段时间是你可以参与的？
And I would ask them how much time they could spend on each task.
做这样的调查。
And I would do a survey like this.
然后我收来的时候，我再来统做一个整理。
And after I have collected the surveys from the brothers and sisters,
然后做事工的这个安排。
Organize everything and then assign the.
拍下去了，很顺，没有问题的。
And after I gave them the assignment, everything went smoothly.
以前我在台北教青年团契也是这样的。
This is how I led the youth fellowship at Taipei Church.
这么多工作，我们怎么排
？We had a large amount of things to do in church.
我先让大家来看，按照自己的恩赐，你先支援。
So I first let the people, let the youth to come and see and tell me what they can do.
因为圣经的原则就是按照个人的恩赐力量。
Because by the principle of the Bible, it tells us that we need to assign tasks according to each individual's ability.
还要配合个人的意愿，你有没有甘心？是不是甘心愿意
？Also, we need to assign tasks to those who are willing.
再配合你的时间。
And also those who have time.
这一段时间我是可以的。
And so that they will tell me that I during this time I can
do this task. 我们会根据这三个条件来安排工作。
And so we should assign tasks according to these three principles.
安排下去就没有问题了。
And if we can do this after we have made the assignment chart, then it will go smoothly.
是很轻松的。
And it will be very.
我看他们在盖这个修建这个，52天就完工。
And but from reading the Bible, we know that it only took them 52 days to complete.
怎么会这么快？
Why is it that it went on so fast?
就是这个分工分得好。
It is because they divided the task up well.
然后大家一起来分工合作，就是这句话。
And this is what it means to divide and conquer.
但是问题啊，不在合作，是在分工。
But the key is not that they work together all in the same place, but that they divided up the work well.
现在我们很强调是合作。
Sometimes we emphasize that we need to do everything together.
分工不好的话，怎么合作？
But if we do not divide up the task well, how can we work together?
好像我们这个肢体啊，你都没有安排好，这个肢体都不对，手都安排，脚按在这上面，你怎么去合作？
If we do not divide up the work well, but we instead just work together, it is like a body that's made up with body parts all in the wrong place.
所以首先要把各肢体啊安置在正确的位置。
And so we should connect our limbs and our organs in the proper places.
所以保罗说，要把各肢体靠着基督啊，在这个身体上啊联络的合适。
And so that is why Paul said that we need to connect all the members in the body of Christ in an appropriate way.
那很简单的，在圣灵的带领之下，他自然各尽其职啊，就是这样。
And how should we do this? It is very simple. That is to lead the congregation by the Holy Spirit.
所以我读这一章，我就得到很大的教训。
And so, by reading this chapter, I learned a great spiritual lesson.
我把它用在我的侍奉上。
And I applied this concept to my service to God.
我发现就是这样。
And I discovered this is true.
真的很奇妙。
And it's truly miraculous.
这过去的历史，现在又真又活的教训。
Even though this is a part of history that's from a long time ago,
只要我们
alive today,
去学习就可以得到。
As long as we learn the lesson from this chapter,
这个是
gain from it.
让我们知道的。
And so this is something I like to share.
那在这个分工里面，你看最起码的，工作量最少的。
So among the tasks divided,
那个人最少的。
The families that had the fewest people.
这里看第十节。
Was recorded in chapter 10.
第十节这里说，其次是哈鲁摩的儿子耶大雅对着自己的房屋修造。
In verse 10 it says, next to them, Jediah the son of Harumath made repairs in front of his house.
这个是人数最少的。
And this is the family that had the fewest people.
负责你的家的门口那一段就好了。
And so what the assignment he got was that he was to repair the section of the wall right in front of his house.
23节这里也说。
In verse 23 it says.
这里便雅悯与哈述也是一样，对着自己的房屋修造。
Says after him, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs opposite their house.
那下面那个亚撒利亚也是在靠近自己房屋的修建。
And after them, Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, made repairs by his house.
28节。
Verse 28.
这里说王马门往上众祭司各对自己的房屋修造。
It says beyond the horse gate, the priest made repairs each in front of his own house.
其实这个杀毒啊。对着自己的房屋修造。
And then in verse 29, Zadok made repairs in front of his own house.
三十节说这个米苏兰也是一样对着自己的房屋修造。
In verse 30, Meshulam also made repairs in front of his own dwelling.
所以人最少少的最少你应该尽这个本分。
And so this is the minimum that each individual needs to do.
你不要说我没有恩赐，我只有领一千。
You cannot say that you have no talents, you've only received one talent.
人家领五千可以做大事，我这个一千算不得什么。
And other people have received five talents, and so since I have only one talent, I cannot do anything.
只要不丢掉就可以了。
You cannot think that as long as you don't lose it, it's okay.
所以你想出好办法就埋起来啊。
And so if it's a great idea, you'll just bury it.
你任何安全到时候。糟糕了。
You think by burying it, it will remain safe, but at the end,
所以最基本的。
And so at the minimum, we should take care of our own house.
好像昨天晚上那个 Rachel 说，什么都不会，什么都不会。
It is as Brother Rick had mentioned yesterday. At the time, they felt that they couldn't do
anything. 什么都不会，你对着自己呀、啊，自己总会吧。
Even if you can't do anything, you can still work on yourself.
为自己家人祷告啊！
You can,
每天就是练练这个，练这个，做中很简单嘛。
You can at least pray for your own family.
我妈妈到最后啊，她不能出去啊，做见证。
When my mother was old, she was no longer able to go out to testify.
眼睛不好。
Her eyesight was poor.
她在家里就是祷告。
All that she could do, all that she did was that she prayed at home.
早晚祷告，整天有时间就一直祷告。
And she prayed all day. Whenever she had time.
感谢神啊，因为我现在她已经回去，我就感觉到说哇。这个真的要付出更大的这个责任。
Praise God, she has passed, and but after she has passed, I feel that I have a greater responsibility on my shoulder.
因为以前所有我这些弟兄姐妹这些家族都是她一直在祷告。
Because before she passed, she was the one that prayed for all my siblings and my whole family.
从她离世之后，我就说我是老大，这个责任落在我身上，我要为这些人祷告。以前我妈妈在祷告，我就比较放松了。
Because I'm the eldest son in the family, so I feel that it is now my responsibility to pray for my brothers and sisters. Before my mother, since my mother was praying for them, I felt very that I didn't need to do as much.
其实这个祷告很重要。
And so prayer is very important.
有一个儿子他一个弟兄那时候我在高雄。
When I was in Kaohsiung, there was a brother.
反正有一天他腿断掉了。
One day he broke his leg.
因为晚上下班了回来已经一点多了，骑摩托车从巷子出来，被大马路的这个汽车很快，砰，把整个腿断掉。
He broke his leg because he was coming home from work at 1 a.m. one day, and he was on a motorcycle and he got hit on the side.
倒在路上，这个汽车一看，哎，没有死，还在动。
He was hit by a car, and so the person came down to see him, and he saw that he wasn't dead yet.
回来要再把他连死。
He was going to run him over again so that he would die.
那个时候他看，糟糕了，这下已经死掉，他怕。
So he became very afraid.
他那个时候想到主耶稣了。
And so he remembered the Lord Jesus.
突然间呢，天上那个光一道光下来，一照，哇，那个车子吓到了，那个车子、怎么这样，开了就走了。
And at that moment, there was a great light that came from the heavens and it shone on that car. And so the car driver became afraid and immediately left
the scene. And
within that light beam, he saw a person kneeling there praying.
And
it was his mother.
And
so he saw that his mother was praying for him
there.
Even though his mother had passed for many years.
从他17岁出去到高雄去工作，以后就很少到教会了。
For this brother, actually, ever since he started working at the age of 17, he rarely attended church services.
他妈妈就一直为他祷告。
And so from that time on, his mother continued to pray for him.
祷告到他离世了，他孩子都还没有回到教会。
She continued to pray for him until she finally passed away, and he still did not come to church.
他妈妈也常常跟我说，哎呀，帮助我那个儿子祷告。
And his mother actually often asked me to pray for her son because he wouldn't come to church.
还没有想到我又被派到高雄去。
So very miraculously, I was assigned to the same city that he was working in.
因为这样子，他在跟教会联络。
And because of that, he started. I started to make contact with him.
我们才知道，才找到他。
And we finally found him.
那个在到嘉义再来一看，哇，他已经结婚了，生了3个儿子了。
And by that time, he was already married. He had 3 children.
感谢神，就这样子，他回到教会来，后来他太太啊，3个儿子都来受洗了。
I'm sorry, it's actually because of that car accident, that event where he saw his mother praying for he contacted the church, and so later on his family
believed. And
so this is truly the love of a mother, because after
she
passed, he continues to pray. And this is the type of prayer that is pleasing to God. And this type of prayer is not confined by time. And so it is important that we pray.
所以我也相信我妈妈的祷告今天还有功效。
So I truly believe that the prayers that my mother offer still has effect today.
因为我想到主耶稣一句话。
And I remember some of the words of Jesus.
那些人问主耶稣说，主啊，怎么样才做神的工？
Some people ask Jesus, how can I do the work of God?
就羡慕神工。
These people desire the work of God.
那这个人一定是看到那些，哇，人家，大家都做了那么多，那么热心。
And so this person probably saw how others were doing so much for God.
我什么都不会做。
And he probably felt that he had nothing to offer.
哎，他就问主，说主啊，怎么样才算做神的工？
And so he asked Jesus, "What should I do?"
主耶稣说，你信神的儿子，就是做神的工。
And Jesus said to him, if you believe the Son of God, then you are a worker
of God.
This is the same as working on the section of the city wall in front of your own house. Even though I don't know how to do anything. It is okay, as long as during service time you come and sit in the front. And this is
enough.
And this is what it means to do the work of God.
这是真的。
This is true.
很多弟兄姐妹他都有固定位置。
There are many brothers and sisters who routinely sit
如果我在台上一看,
in the same seats.
唱诗的时候我都会一个一个看。
And so at the local church that I led, during hymn singing, I would check all the seats.
那我在上面看, 哎, 怎么那个位置空?
And I would notice that some seats are empty, and I would immediately know who is missing.
我心里就会挂念他。
And so in my heart, I will remember this person.
聚会我就要去问说隔壁，哎，怎么没来？
And after service, I would go up to that seat and ask the person beside that seat and ask why this person has not been here.
那个是很有作用的。
And I feel that this method is very effective.
那有些弟兄姐妹，有些老姐妹更可爱。
There's another elderly sister who is very adorable.
她的位置呢，就是第一个位。
And she always sat in the very first seat in the first pew.
她每天很快乐，她听道理都是笑嘻嘻的这样。
And she's joyful every day, and so every time she comes, she has a smile on her face.
陈道讲到就喜欢看着她。
And so when I preach, I like to look at her.
她越讲越快乐，她一直点头。
And the more I preach, the more happy she becomes, and then she would nod her head.
这个工作做得多大哈、啊，帮助传道讲道理。
So she is actually doing a great work because she's helping me give a good sermon.
好，结果让大家都得到造就，谁的工作比较大？
And so because of her smiles and her nodding her head, she actually edified me. In turn, I edified the church. So who do you think the edification came from?
最简单的例子。
And so this is the most simple example.
所以说今天我们怎么做神的工？
So how should we do the work of God?
先对着自己来做起。
First, we do the work on ourselves.
那个工作就会很大。
And so the result of that work,
因为对着自己修建了，就整个工程就完成了。
Because if we can rebuild our own section or rebuild ourselves, then the whole city wall will.
所以这个第三章啊，我看了就得很多的教训。
And so I was greatly edified by chapter three.
因为看有些啊，这个有什么意思？好像看见这个圣读这个圣经，读的都要打瞌睡了。
For some people, it may seem very sleep-inducing, but for me, I kept reading back and forth, back and forth.
但是很多的这些属灵的教训呢，
because I find a lot of spiritual teachings contained in this chapter.
去思想它，哇，当时尼希米这样来重修城墙，不简单。
And I would imagine how great and awesome it was that Nehemiah was able to build the city wall in this way.
感谢神了。今天呢，我们知道。尽本分，神没有要求我们说要做什么多大的工，没有，就是按照神所给我们个人不同的恩赐来尽本分，这样就好。
And so praise God, God does not want us to, God does not require us to do any earth-shattering things for Him, but that He wants us to build ourselves up.
那我从第一节看到，第一节是说大祭司。
And chapter in verse one it says the high priest.
看到最后一节
，the very last verse，
最后一节说银匠和商人
，it says the goldsmith and the merchants，
这两个排在最后面
，and so these two were listed last，
大祭司最前面
，so the high priest came first，
商人、银匠
，the goldsmith and the merchants came last，
按照属灵的来看，因为这些人是做世上工作的人，银匠、商人
So the goldsmiths and the merchants were the ones that had a worldly livelihood.
那这个大祭司就在至圣所里面的。
And the high priest was the one that served in the holy of holy.
都一样。
And they were the same.
大家都一样。
Everyone was the same.
所以我们不要认为说，哎呀，传道就特别哇怎么样？没有。
And so we should not think to ourselves that the preachers are. Or this and that.
只是个人恩赐不同而已。
It's just that everyone is given with a different
gift. 都能够照着神给我们的恩赐。
And everyone can do work according to our own gifts.
彼此服侍。
And we can serve each other.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we can be a good manager of our own house.
所以说，我们从这一章啊，就可以得到这个教训。
And from this chapter, we can learn these wonderful lessons.
每个人都可以服侍神。
We learn that everyone can serve God.
不要认为说要一定怎么样才可以，不是的。
We should not think we can only serve God in this manner or.
如果这样的话呢，我们这个城墙就会很完整。
If we can truly think this, then our city wall can be complete.
所以在团契里面。
So within a fellowship.
不要忽略任何一个不起眼的。
Do not neglect any individual that seems to be less.
那个不体面也要给他加上体面。
Even those who do not seem to be much, we need to add upon their
strength. 那个软弱的呢，更是不可少的。
And we should not neglect the weak.
这个就是团契。
And this is a true fellowship.
那把这些软弱的，把这不体面的，把它加上体面，让它刚强起来，整个城墙就很坚固了。
And if we can build upon the weak and build them up, then the city wall will be strong.
所以我们应该重视这个团契。
And so we should emphasize fellowship.
那这个就是主耶稣说的彼此相爱。
This is what Jesus said, to love one another.
这一条新命令如果实行起来，这个城墙就很坚固了。
If we can truly carry out this new commandment, then the city wall can be rebuilt.
怎么样彼此相爱这样子。
And how we need to learn how to love one another.
那我们的城墙一定可以 建立起来。
If we can, our city wall can truly be rebuilt.
谢谢，我们休息一下。
Let's take a break.
同心默祷。
Let's have a silent prayer.